Well, the little boy whom Jane hid away in the basement of the Ace's bungalow was returned home to his parents last night when Mr. Ace learned about it. Jane had taken quite a liking to the lad, and it's no wonder that we find her looking gloomy and forlorn as we drop in at the Ace's now, where we find her with Mr. Ace and Marge in the living room. Marge is speaking. Listen.
Oh, Jane, snap out of it. I can't bear to see you sitting there looking as if you'd lost your last friend.
I can't help it, Mom.
Isn't that awful?
What is it, Jane? Just because the boy had to go home, you didn't expect him to stay on here forever, did you?
Oh, the house just seems empty, especially the basement.
Well, don't worry. We're going to lay in the winter coal any day now.
Well, I'm not. You can go and lay in the winter coal if that's your idea, son.
No, that's more like the Jane I know.
No, it's not. You don't understand this, Marge. You didn't meet him.
Oh, that's true.
You didn't know him like I did, the way he kept following me around with his muddy shoes and his filthy hands. And asked me to give him some more cake, and I kept telling him no, and how he tripped me and made me fall on the kitchen floor. You don't understand all those things.
Well, it's certainly nothing to cry over, getting
rid
of
him. You don't see me crying.
Well, men are different. I'm the weeper set.
The weeper set. Well, personally, I'm glad we got rid of him. We'd have been in a fine fix if we'd have kept him here a day longer, with his mother and father thinking heaven knows what they came of him. How do you get mixed up in things like that, Jane?
Yes? Well, I wish you'd have been there that day when he came to the door and asked me for something to eat, with his hand stretched out, standing on his toes and holding his cap with the other.
That's a nice trick if he can do it.
Do you think you'd have said no?
Giving him something to eat? Yes, but that doesn't mean taking him in for a steady boarder.
Well, could I help it if he asked me to let him sleep in the basement?
Yes, you could have helped that.
I thought you'd say that. That's why I didn't tell you anything about it. I knew you'd say no. That's why I had to wait till you were asleep that night and tiptoe downstairs and see if he had enough blankets. And when I kind of tucked him in, he sort of put up his hand in his sleeve and patted me on the cheek real hard.
Real hard?
Yes, he patted me very hard on the cheek, and then I saw he wasn't asleep after all.
Oh, you call that being patted on the cheek? Yes.
Lovely stuff, isn't it?
Fine patting.
Those are the things I can't forget.
Why? Does it still hurt?
Yes, it hurts. It hurts me here.
Where?
Here.
Oh, that's that steak we had for dinner.
No, I don't think you're taking the proper attitude, my
friend. Well, what does she want? The kid's gone. I'm certainly not going to get any more entangled with
him. That's the same. I think you ought to be a little respectful of the maternal instinct the boy aroused in Jane.
Oh, is that what that face is she's making?
Oh, make him stop.
Yes, I think you ought to stop. And I think you ought to try to stop too, Jane. After all, you're taking this entirely too much to heart. The child has a home and parents. You couldn't expect him to stay on here with you.
Well, I can't help it if I'm missing.
Well, I'm sorry, Jane.
Well, that's all right, dear. You couldn't help it if he had to go home.
Of course I couldn't. You realize it was the proper thing to do. If the boy didn't have a home and was an orphan, well, it would have been different.
You mean we could have kept him there?
Kept him? Well, I mean...
You said if he was an orphan?
Yes, if he had been an orphan with no relatives of any kind. Well, if I'd seen you were so attached to him, we might have taken steps to keep him on for a while, but...
Well, that's an idea.
What?
An orphan.
Now, wait a minute, Jane.
Well, that's a marvelous idea, dear.
What idea? All I said...
Well, we can get an orphan.
You mean adopt one?
I didn't say that we would adopt...
Well, you just said if he was an orphan, we could have kept him.
But he wasn't.
Well, we can get one.
What?
Jane, do you know what you're asking for?
Yes, an orphan.
Yes, but do you know the responsibility that goes with the bringing up of a child?
Don't answer any of those questions. We're not going to adopt any...
Oh, yes, we are now. I'm the mother. I've got just as much right to the child as you have.
Mother of what child?
You fathers are all alike. And if I catch you lifting one finger to her, I'm going...
To her?
It's a girl, dear.
Oh, now, in the first place, it would be a boy.
He would not.
Will you stop calling it she?
Hey, will you both stop shouting at each other?
Well, he said it would be...
I know what he said, and I'm surprised at it.
Well, I'm sort of surprised at myself. She got me carried away. Of course, there isn't going to be anybody.
Oh, yes, there is.
In the first place, what do you know about taking care of a child? Nothing.
I certainly do.
From where?
Well, I was a child, and I took good care of myself. Here I am.
Oh. Well, there's an argument for you.
Yes, here you are. Here we both are arguing whether to adopt a boy or a girl. Neither one of us knows a thing about it.
Well, why don't you give it a try?
A try? What are you
talking? I mean, you can see
what... I know what we can do. Just to find out if it should be a boy or a girl, I can try out different children in the neighborhood.
You can what?
No, I didn't mean that, Jane. I meant that you can take children on speculation, they tell me.
Well, I mean try out different children to live around here.
Oh, what kind of talk is that?
Well, I can find a little girl over one day, and the next day a little boy, and so-so and so-so.
What is that, so-so and so-so?
Yes, what are the kinds of others?
Oh, yes, how about twins?
Twins?
Yes, like one of each, or two girls, or two boys and so far.
Oh, I think so. She's got something there.
Oh, Ma, are you agreeing with her on this ridiculous...
Well, it seems to me you certainly should. I'm sure that if she has a few days of trying out some of the neighborhood kids I've seen around here, she'll drop the whole idea.
Oh, I see.
Oh, no, I won't. Oh, no, I need it.
Of course you do now. It all sounds so fine, having a child around the house and all the pleasures that goes to the cute ones. But you know the trouble they are and the care they need? Why, a child will have you hopping around here so fast.
I know all about it.
Yeah, well, I think that is a good idea, as silly as it sounds. You go ahead and invite over some of the kids around here. Give a party for them, huh?
Oh, no, one a day. And then I can tell which I like the best.
Mm-hmm. And whose children are you going to borrow for this experiment?
Oh, there's plenty around here. How about Mrs. Wormser's little girl?
Who's Mrs. Wormser?
She lives around the corner.
Oh.
I've never seen her.
Well, I do. Sometimes when I'm on the way to the store. I haven't seen her since school started, though. She's awfully sweet. The little girl, I mean. She likes me, too.
Uh-huh.
Every time she sees me coming and she's playing out in the front of the house, she wants to give me a ride on her tricycle.
Oh, she does?
Yes, and she doesn't ask me. I guess she's bashful. She just sneaks up behind me and tries to get me to sit on the handlebar, but I just run away and we have more fun.
Yes, I guess you do. You just invite her over for a day. She'll convince you.
But she goes to school, you said, Jane.
Well, she's always home by 3 o'clock. I'll ask her mother to let her come and visit me all afternoon. She can stay for dinner.
I'm thinking of taking a child that old.
That's not old. 10 years. You think that's old? You ought to see my sister's oldest boy.
Yes, you ought to see my grandmother.
I know what. I'll call her up now.
Oh, not now.
Yes, I will. Just to see if her mother let her come over. She's such a sweet little girl. Wormser, I'll have to look up this phone.
Oh, do you have to do that now? Why not think it over, and then we can...
It'll be the only way to convince her.
Yeah, but why now? Let's take time...
Wormser, that would be in the W's, wouldn't it?
Wormser in the W's, yes, I think it probably... I'll tell you what, instead of inviting her here, why don't you get her to invite you with her to school?
Don't be silly, dear.
Yeah.
Wormser. Oh, here it is.
Are you going to tell Mrs. Wormser that you want to experiment with her child, or are you going to...
Oh, here it is. North, 5432. 5432.
Yeah, if you explain to Mrs. Wormser that we want the use of her child just
for... No, I don't think she ought to tell a woman what she's thinking of.
I remember once Jane's niece came to visit us. She had Jane worn down to a frazzle before a week was up.
Well, these kids will probably have the same effect.
Yeah.
After we try them all out, then we'll go into a hurdle and decide which one we want.
There'll be plenty of hurdles. Don't worry about that.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Wormser. This is Mrs. Ace. Mrs. Ace that lives around the corner somewhere. Yes. How are you? That's good. How is, I've forgotten her name. What? Oh, I'm fine, thank you. How is, I remember. How is Puttin' Tame?
How's who?
Oh, on earth is that?
I say, how's Puttin' Tame?
Jane, what are you talking?
Your little girl, how is... Yes. Hmm? Patricia May. Oh, is that the name? She is? Oh, that's good. She's so sweet. Yes. And I thought she wasn't doing anything tomorrow after school. I'd like to have her come over and visit me for a little while. Oh, she does? Well, she's so little. Do you make her do homework? Well, I don't see how she does. I know it tires me out doing the homework around here. I just can't get over her.
Awful. Jane, will you please put that phone down?
Oh, why, there's so much noise here. I can't. What'd you say? Oh, after her homework she can? Oh, well, that's nice. All right. And maybe she can stay for dinner, too. Well, why not, Mrs. Wormser? We'd love to have... Oh, I see. Well, just for a little dinner, then. Oh, you'll let her come tomorrow? All right. Oh, well, she won't be any bother. She's so sweet. Yes. Goodbye, then. Well, experiment number one arranged for.
Yeah, Puttin' Tame's coming here tomorrow. What was that?
I thought it was her name. Every time I see her, I say, what's your name? And she says, Puttin' Tame, ask me again, I'll tell you the
name. Oh, so you thought that.
But her mother calls her Patricia May.
Her mother calls her Patricia May.
Patricia May. That must be a sort of a nickname.
Yes, her real name's Puttin' Tame. And you're even thinking of adopting a child.
I certainly am.
All right, only it's understood that if there's too much bother and take up too much of your time, we cancel the whole idea.
We won't have to cancel it.
But it's understood that it's going to be that way. Marge here is a witness.
I'm a witness, Jane.
Yes, she's a witness. That's the only way I'll let you go through with this idea.
Oh, all right, if that's any cancellation to you.
Yeah, it'll be a cancellation, all right. I'll bet.
Oh, I'm so excited. Now, let me see. What do I have to do to entertain her? First...
You don't have to do anything.
You see, Marge, he doesn't know the first thing about children.
Yes, I see we're going to have trouble with him.
Oh, you too.
Now, dear, I guess I better tell you how to behave when she gets here.
Tell me how to behave.
Now, you mustn't forget to say please when you want me to pass the butter.
I don't want any butter.
Well, if you do, I mean. Anna, tonight at dinner, your napkin was on the floor most of the time. Now, be very careful of that, dear. And don't say yes if I ask you if you want a second helping or something until I ask you the second time.
Yes, I'll try to remember that.
Now, don't laugh, Mark. He might think this is not important. And, oh, yes, now, another thing, dear. I think it would be nice if you called me Mother.
Okay, Ma.
No, now don't say Ma. You know how little children are. They pick up everything. Another thing, please don't start any arguments.
Yes, Mother.
Yes, Aunt. That's cute the way you said that.
Mm-hmm.
And be very nice, sir. If she wants you to bounce her on your knee, you do it, and vice versa.
Vice versa? You mean if she wants to bounce me on her knee? Or
No, I mean if she doesn't want to, you don't do it. We have to try to make her feel at home and try to imagine who adopted her and see what it's like to have a little girl. And the next day, we'll try a little boy.
Well, you may not be able to tell them just those two, Jane. It takes time, you know, to adopt your home to a child.
Yes, I know. Home wasn't built in a day.
Home wasn't built in a day.
And so Jane has arranged an unusual experiment in her desire to adopt a child. We'll learn more about this experiment and the complications that arise when next we meet the Easy Aces.